the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team opens up their season Thursday night on the road at Winona State. Live the game for you here on the Beaver Radio Network. Joined by senior captain and quarterback Jordy Hine out of Perham. What's the best way to shake off the nerves going into week one?
It's a tough thing to do. I mean, we're all excited to get back and see a new opponent. So it's going to be tough, but we just got to come in focused and ready to go.
You guys had a great season last year. With great season comes expectations for this year. With expectations comes a giant target on your back. How do you think this team's going to handle that target?
I think we'll do a good job of handling it, just because, I mean, it all starts up top with Coach Bolte. I mean, he's such a great leader. I mean, he sets the tone for us, how we should act, how we should be, how we should perform. So, I mean, it's nice having a target, and we're not really worried about it, but we just got to go out and execute and perform.
Week one always has so many unknowns. You got guys who are going to be playing their first college football games. You don't know how they're going to react to it. You got an opponent that you haven't seen them play a real game in a year, so you don't know what tricks they have up their sleeves. Yep. What's the biggest way to tackle all of those unknowns?
You can get a good base of what they want to do defensively and stuff, but, I mean, they're going to get transfers, guys that maybe not are there anymore. But the biggest thing as an offense, we just got to take care of the football, limit turnovers early in the year, and just go from there.
You guys had one of the most veteran offensive lines in the league last year to maybe one of the youngest this year. How's that transition gone?
During spring ball, we had a lot of injuries and stuff, so we didn't really get a good sense of who we're going to have up front. But, I mean, those guys are healed up, and we're starting to build continuity up front. So those guys have been proving a lot, and we're excited to see what they can do.
The number of weapons you guys have offensively helps that immensely, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we got a lot of returning guys at the skill positions and a stable of back, so just got to get them the ball and let them make plays.
If you had to venture a guess, what's the percentage of the playbook that Coach Bagnell is going to pull out here in week one?
We're going to pull out a lot of stuff. You know, we got to keep everyone guessing. I mean, we got a lot of stuff that they've seen probably on film, but a lot of stuff that they haven't seen. So we're going to keep teams guessing and still go up-tempo, no huddle, and just try to score points.
How closely do you and Coach Bagnell work together on formulating that offensive plan?
Well, he definitely sets it up. You know, he watches all the film. He breaks down all the defensive stuff, and he forms a game plan. And then from there, we go through what we like, what we dislike, and go through hots and reads and checks like that. So he definitely sets it all up, and then we kind of communicate on what we like together and what I don't really like, and we go from there.
It's a two-way street. The two of you have to be on the same page when those plays are coming in from the sideline, don't you?
Yep, definitely. And, I mean, last year he was on the field, he's signaling them in, where the year before is he was up in the booth calling them in. So he likes that. I think now he's on the sidelines and we're able to communicate a lot faster. So,
all right, time for some fun stuff here as the season gets ready to begin. What's your nickname?
Oh, I got a couple. The main one that they've been calling me is Boogie, otherwise just Jordy. Boogie, though, is what?
I don't think I want to go there. What's your favorite food?
Ooh, honey barbecue boneless wings for sure.
What's your dream car?
Ooh, probably like a Range Rover or something like that.
If you were ever to come back reincarnated as a piece of sports equipment, what would it be?
Oh, geez. I honestly couldn't even answer that one. I don't know. Maybe if sports equipment. Man, that's tough. Like I said, I don't even know. That's a tough one. I've never.
Well, I'm sure there's some that you don't want to come back as, so we'll just leave it as that. Best of luck Thursday night in the season.
Hey, thank you very much.